5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's July the 14th. It's show 867. I'm Math, and over there, impressed that in, is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
Not bad, thank you. You?
Good, yes. Am I sounding okay?
You're sounding very Go XLR-y.
Yeah. Did I have a new mic last time we spoke?
Yes, I think you did.
Oh, okay. I've still got it then.
Because you were putting the popper.
Oh, that's right.
Windshield.
That's
on last
right.
Time, last week.
Are you in bed, Beth? You having a lie down? Oh. And T, you're both tired. You've been burning the candle at both ends.
All that burning wax so it affects your brain. So, how's your week?
Oh, how was my week? Yeah. All right.
Right, okay, super.
Yeah.
Good. Check your notes.
I am.
We can wait.
I don't think...
Not done anything?
I don't think I've done anything.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
So, last time we spoke... I think you were going out to watch a semi-final at the club with your daughter.
Yes.
And she was going to buy drinks.
Yeah. And kebab on the way home.
And did you get those things?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And I paid.
Ah, okay. There you go. I thought she was full of shit.
Yeah. On Saturday night, the cheeky madam said, are we going to do the same thing again tomorrow night to watch the final? I said, yeah. She said, this time you can get the kebab. And I woke up the next morning and I thought, I actually bought the one on Wednesday. I didn't think at the time. I was like, okay, maybe I do need to. But I realised I paid for everything. She's clever. She's a clever little minx.
Wily and devious like her father.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Taught her too well. So, yes, last Wednesday, the football was very good.
Was it?
But it was disappointing on Sunday. But I don't really want to talk about that, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Never mind.
No, I was watching some. I was watching. I can't remember a film. I think, and my phone. You know when you get news.
Yeah, yeah.
Popping up on your phone, and the BBC News says.
Yeah.
Whatever match it was has gone into extra time, and I said, "Oh, that's it. Then we were kicked out on penalties."
Yeah.
Because that's what always happens.
Yeah. And just, we were. Yeah.
Even someone like me that doesn't know what football is.
Or penalties.
I knew.
Yeah.
That we'd be going out on penalties.
Yeah. So. We're going home. We're going. England's going home. Never mind. Let's not talk about it.
On the upside, everybody was going home. Because
yes,
it was the final.
Of course.
There was no more football after that.
Yeah. What is Tamara doing?
Well, you told her she had to shrink her ears, so she's using her fingers.
Ah.
To not hear about football.
Ah.
Soccer, as those Americans call it.
Soccer. Yeah. Oh, you're a bad man. You're an absolute bad man, you are.
It's not the first time I've heard that.
Oh, I'm absolutely sweating cobs in here.
It is quite warm today, isn't it?
I've not been in the office today because I've been out and I've literally... I walked through the door before and it was like getting off a plane in Malaga. Oh, it just
hit
me.
Yeah, but when you do that, you think, oh, that's nice. But when you're walking into your office, you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. And the thing is, I've never even been to Malaga. Just imagine that's how hot it was going to be.
Oh, God. I'm sure you've been to places where it's like that.
I'm going to have to undo my top button.
Oh, no. Girls,
sorry,
girls, look
sorry
away.
Ladies.
Look away.
I'm in a state of undress. Mm-hmm. Whew. How's your week been, by the way?
It's been all right.
Good.
It's been, yeah.
Have you
yeah.
bought any houses yet?
So.
Oh.
Then.
Oh, we have an update.
We went to see one at the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'd never noticed before, but where it was, all the roads were named after places in North Yorkshire.
Oh.
And I thought, this is a sign.
Yes.
So we went like...
Can you give us some
Scarborough
examples?
Rise.
Oh, Scarborough Rise, yeah.
Yeah. We went over Whitby Road.
Oh.
There was a Harrogate Avenue.
Oh.
And it was just like... There was a big...
Maffy's coming home. He's coming home.
There was a big piece of green land, and that was called Skipton Green.
But do you know what? This is really weird, because when I lived in Little Sutton, we lived on Hemsworth Avenue, which was off Skipton Drive, which was off Ripon Avenue.
Oh, Ripon, yeah.
Yeah, at Weatherby Way, was just round the corner from us as well. So, yeah.
I think everywhere wants to be North Yorkshire.
Yeah, absolutely. Must be a lovely place.
So so we looked at that, and it was below our budget.
Oh, good.
Now,
good.
Now, it's on a hill.
Oh, no flooding.
So no flooding, but it's a hill with steps you have to get up to the front door. So it's going to be a bit complicated getting the arcade machines up there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I can't imagine anybody from steps helping you carry them.
No.
No.
No, especially not H.
No, definitely not H. No.
So it had issues, but it was only 170 grand.
Hey, that's good.
And it needed a new kitchen, we thought. Yeah, well... Nikki thought, I thought it would be serviceable enough. But
so, 10 grand.
Ladies,
yeah.
You know. And it didn't have a man cave in the garden.
Oh, fuck. Forget it then. Nah.
But it had a conservatory. But it had room to build a man cave, okay. If possible.
Yeah, so, you see, the swingometer is going from left to right now.
Yeah. Ooh. So we put an offer in on that.
Oh, good.
Because we thought, it's we can do something with
yeah.
it. And we've got spare money. Because it's only 107. We actually ended up putting an offer in because they came back and said, is that your best offer? And we went,
yes.
We can do things with it. So we upped our offer to 177.
No!
Because we're at that sort of phase now where we're like, just get a fucking house.
What was the asking price?
Offers over, those magic words.
Yeah.
Offers over 170.
Oh, she had gone in at 1250.
We said 172, I
yeah.
think, first.
Yeah. Was that declined?
But they came back suggesting it would be declined if we didn't up it. Now, that could just be an estate agent trick.
Yeah, because they're going to get less commission. Oh, mate. You said, well, take it or leave it. It's my final offer.
Well, as I say, we went to 177.
And was that house nicer? It wasn't for sale, though.
We were looking at. I just want to pause here to say that I either admire Tamara's dedication to staying stock still, she's done really well.
Oh, she's frozen.
Or her internet's crashed. She was doing such a good job that I thought I should mention it.
Yeah. These little things don't go unnoticed, do they?
So we've been to see another house tonight, and so... Nikki arrived home to see that and said, our offer's been accepted.
Oh, 177?
On the 177 house.
Oh.
And we went to look at this house and we went, this is great.
Oh!
So, we've put off the estate agent, the other estate agent at the moment, and we've put another offer in for this house. Now, this house is... It is 190 grand.
Wow.
So we've got no wiggle room.
But you won't need to do anything with it.
But it's offers over. So we've gone to him and said, look, because it's this the estate agent that messed up the first house. And it was like, look, you messed us around before. This is the deal. We want to offer we want to offer the asking price.
Yeah.
We can go a little bit higher if need be, but we need to know what he wants for it. But we'll put this offer in. So we've still to hear back. But at the moment, we've been quite naughty. I've said this before because we've done it before, but we've got two offers in at the moment, but one of them has been accepted.
Right. Yeah, well.
And the other one's for a house that's really good. Pre-built man cave.
Oh, mate. I hope you get it then. Got it all crossed. Everything crossed.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully by next week. we'll know.
Super duper.
Okay, would you like an emergency question?
I would love one.
Cool. Well, okay, so
I love that jingle. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number one, would you be willing to have your left middle finger surgically removed if it meant you'd never get sick again?
Left one. I think what I use that for.
Left hand, probably nothing.
Left, I'm not. If it was the other one, then bring on the illness, bring on the sickness. Yeah, I need that. Left one. Yeah, probably. I'd probably go for that. Left one. Surgically removed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be anaesthetic and everything. Yeah. It won't just come at you with an axe.
And I'd never get sick or be ill again.
The question is, if it meant you'd never get sick again.
Right.
So I assume that means illness.
Right.
Of any description.
Okay, like disease and you know, cancer.
That's getting sick, isn't it?
Pneumonia.
It doesn't mean. Bleh.
Yeah. Okay. That's worth it then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah. Seems like it's unanimous. We're all getting done.
Yeah. We're all giving the finger.
Yes. Okay, well, that was a quick one, wasn't it?
That was a very easy one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this might cause a bit more conversation,
shall
we say. So, who would you pick as a friend if you could choose anybody in the world who's not in this chat room? Just to... Let's
make
head
it
that
a bit
off
easier.
Of the past.
Yeah. Anybody in the, what, to be like a busy mate kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Yeah, it just says who would you pick as a friend, so, yes.
Yeah, me too, but we can't say that.
I figured everybody in the chat room, we're already friends.
Yeah.
So, who else would you pick as a friend? That's how it means. I kind of suspected that Tamara would go for that one. That's Noel Fielding, two podcast listeners who didn't see me reading it. Yeah, I'm surprised Snoop Dogg wasn't higher than Noel Fielding. I feel you've got more in common with Snoop Dogg, like being black and a rapper and all that.
Oh, your crown fell off. Oh, it's back again. Wow, this is... only one. I used to want to be friends with James Corden, but I don't anymore.
Right, okay.
Wow, this is a great question.
Yeah, Beth doesn't know either. She's actually gone with the answer, I don't know. That sounds like I'm not thinking anymore. I'm done. I don't know. So many options. So difficult to choose. I mean, would it be fun to be friends with The Rock?
You wouldn't want to go out with him, though, would you? Because you'd just be feeling inferior all the time.
It would feel like that, yeah. You know where ladies hang around with ugly friends to make themselves look prettier?
Yeah.
That's what The Rock would be doing if he went around with us. Yeah.
Maybe Kevin Hart, then.
Oh, and then you could get The Rock as a side friend.
Yeah,
because he's friends with
Kevin. Yeah, kind of by friend by association.
Yeah.
Ooh, now. Gosh.
So now you're starting to think of people who have got the most friends.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Tamara's just pumping out ideas like The Rock at a workout session. Terry Crews, Matt Berry.
I don't know who Matt Berry is.
You'd know him if you saw him. He's got a really weird voice.
Has he? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is... there's so many.
Bill Bailey might be quite cool. He's about our age.
Ooh, Lee Mack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Lee Mack.
That's it, yeah.
I'm entitled to my opinion, Tamara.
Left field choice there. Ross Noble. That might be a bit weird having him as a mate.
Yeah. Is this like friend generous?
It would be like, I don't know, it could be.
So Jeff Bezos. Or Elon Musk, there we go. Let's go to Mars.
Well, neither of them have a spaceship that's gone into low orbit.
No, but you know, that's where they're going. the closest I'm going to get if I ever want to go to Mars is being friends with one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could get a cheap Tesla. You might do friends and family discount.
He might.
Cheap Tesla, yeah.
Jeff might give you free Prime.
Yeah, or a gift card.
But it shouldn't be about what you can get out of them, should it?
Yeah, it's always about that math.
It'd be how friends you can be.
No. You've got it all wrong. No, it's about what you can get from them. What's in it for you? Right. Yeah. I'm just watching for the reaction from tomorrow. Obviously, I'm only joking. It's not about that at all. Still would be nice to be friends with.
I was expecting her to agree with you.
Yeah.
Because she drains all her current friends like an emotional vampire. She did say you suck, Lee, so maybe perhaps you're vampire into.
Yeah. Thanks.
Vin Diesel?
No.
Yeah, no. He could host your Dungeons and Dragons parties.
No,
he's a geek at heart.
Voice is just too deep and annoying. Not quite as bad as this lot.
Can you say it's all about family?
Yeah. It's all about family. It's not a Cockney, is he?
He's not Cockney, no.
I can't do an American accent. It's all about family. That's it. It's all about family.
Family? You slag.
Fair. It's all about family. Family.
Okay.
Getting too handy with this button.
At least you say it back to normal.
Yep, there we go. Back to normal.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, great question, that.
Let's move along.
We'd throw out some ideas. I don't think we've got anything definitive, but we've got some ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, next question then. You can take a pill that increases your intelligence by 50%, but permanently removes all your body hair. Do you take it?
Ooh. All your body hair?
All your body hair.
So I wouldn't need to wax anymore either, would I?
Nope. You'd look like a last turkey in the shop all the time.